So imagine waking up, checking your phone, and realizing your entire stock portfolio was just like completely liquidated overnight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a literal nightmare.
Right. And it wasn't by some panicked human broker you can just call up and yell at. No, it was your bank's AI. It just analyzed the market and autonomously decided a crash was imminent.
Just acted completely on its own without asking.
Exactly. Welcome to today's deep dive, by the way. Our mission today is exploring Tony Burlinson's April 2026 research on agentic AI. We are moving way past systems that just, you know, draft emails or summarize meetings.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about systems that actually act. Approving mortgages, managing legal defenses, or signing the actual checks.
Right. So the central question for you, the listener, is how do we control machines that make their own decisions out in the real world? Okay, let's unpack this, because Burlinson basically argues this next major phase of AI is going to completely soar or crash based on one make or break concept, which is AI governance.
Which is such a massive shift.
It really is. Like, to me, traditional AI is kind of like a car's GPS. It maps out this brilliant route, but you still have to, you know, step on the gas and steer the car.
Yeah, you're always the one in control.
Exactly. But agentic AI is like a fully self-driving car.
Yeah.
If it decides to swerve, the steering wheel just turns without you.
What's fascinating here is how taking that steering wheel away completely changes our need for rules.
How so?
Well, think about when you hire a human executive. They come with this massive database of implicit social and professional understanding. Like, they just know not to insult a client or accidentally wire company funds to some unverified offshore account.
Right, even if it's not explicitly written out in the employee handbook.
Exactly. But an AI has absolutely zero implicit understanding.
Right.
So every single boundary, every ethical and operational constraint, it all has to be mathematically and explicitly documented.
Okay, that makes sense. But, I mean, if I'm running a company that already uses machine learning, I've probably, I've likely spent millions on data governance already, right?
Sure. Yeah, most big companies have.
Yeah, so I'm already making sure my data sets are clean and unbiased and secure. But Burlinson makes a really sharp distinction here between managing the data and governing the actual AI agent.
He does, yeah. It's a crucial difference.
So if standard data governance is essentially like making sure the engine has clean fuel, you know, garbage in, garbage out, what is AI governance actually doing then?
So AI governance addresses the liability of autonomous execution. It answers a much heavier question. Basically, who is legally and financially accountable when the AI makes a highly consequential, independent decision in your name?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a huge difference.
Right. Data governance just makes sure the model's accurate, but AI governance determines the chain of responsibility when that model, you know, inevitably makes a mistake out in the real world.
And I guess the urgency to nail down that accountability really stems from how we interact with technology.
Mm.
Because Burlinson points out this massive vulnerability in human psychology here. We are just naturally predisposed to trust a confident machine.
Oh, absolutely. Because humans rely on physical cues to detect deception. Like, if a colleague is just making up a statistic in a board meeting, your sixth sense usually kicks in.
Yeah, they might hesitate or avoid eye contact.
Or they start over-explaining. But AI doesn't have a biological tell. When an advanced model hallucinates a fact or even an entirely flawed business strategy, it delivers that hallucination with perfectly structured, unemotional confidence.
It is incredibly convincing.
It really is. And that's why AI governance defines the hard stops required before that convincing hallucination triggers a real-world action, like executing a massive trade.
But wait, if this AI is essentially just a highly complex data model, why can't we just hand this off to the legal department or IT? I mean, standard compliance teams already audit software and check code for security flaws, don't they?
You'd think so, but no.
So why do we need to completely reinvent the wheel to manage this?
Because standard IT audits rely on static code. You review a piece of software, you approve it, and its core function stays the exact same. But agentic AI models are constantly learning. They're adapting and changing their own behavior based on new inputs. You can't just check the code of a neural network that is continuously rewriting its own operational pathways.
So treating it like standard IT compliance won't work at all.
Burlinson actually warns that treating this as a standard IT or compliance task practically guarantees catastrophic failure.
So if an AI model is constantly evolving, a standard audit is entirely useless.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to monitor something that essentially writes its own rules? Because neural networks are famously opaque. You can't just, like, read an AI's mind.
Right. So you have to engineer the system to show its work. And this requires a massive top-down cultural shift, plus the creation of entirely new roles, like an AI officer.
An AI officer. That sounds pretty intense.
It is. Their job isn't just to write company policies. They have to design technical frameworks that force the AI to document its mathematical reasoning step by step before it executes an action.
Oh, so you're building in, like, checkpoints?
Exactly. You implement immutable autologs so that when a decision is made, you can trace exactly which parameters triggered it. It's about building infrastructure that keeps a human strategically in the loop to manage risk and ultimately create enterprise-wide trust.
So for you listening, as agentic AI rapidly integrates into your workplace, the dynamic shifts entirely. You can no longer just ask what the AI can do to make your life easier.
No, not at all.
You really have to ask who is holding the leash and who is accountable when the system fails.
Because without robust governance forcing these models to explain their reasoning, even the most advanced systems will take actions that expose organizations to massive legal and financial liabilities.
Which leaves us with a truly complex question to ponder. We're building all these elaborate AI governance frameworks specifically to assign blame and manage risk when an autonomous agent makes a bad decision.
Right, for when things go wrong.
But if an agentic AI autonomously develops a brilliant, entirely original strategy that generates massive profit, well, who gets the legal credit and the financial reward?